The second light candle that is lit on the Advent wreath is a reminder, the second Sunday in Advent. And today, the overall theme is repentance. Repentance. You know, I come from India. And in India, we have four major cities. Bombay, Delhi, and Madras, now known as Chennai, and also Kolkata. Kolkata is very familiar to you all, where Mother Teresa lived and worked. All these cities, they have a pattern. The pattern is, of course, the lots of people migrating from villages to live in the cities to eke out a living. That is the, by and large, the common pattern. So the cities cannot provide housing to such a huge population that is constantly migrating. So they end up in living in kind of a settlements which are not a very good housing conditions. You may have heard of that Slumdog Millionaire, that movie became very famous. You know, so in Bombay we have a huge slum, biggest slum in the world. And in these slums, of course, we also have unemployment is a problem. Side by side, there is another problem. And that problem is drug addiction. Drug addiction is a huge menace. Many youth have become victims of drug addiction. And drug addiction also kills people. And that is something not, I think, only peculiar to India. We have drug addiction in this country as well. So many thousands of young adults are dying. And also worldwide, it is a huge, in fact, as I said, is a menace. I have the experience of working with these young adults. When I was heading Catholic Charities in India, I was running kind of a de-addiction camps for these young adults. And my experience is like this. I used to bring 25 to 30 young adults, keep them together as a resident, then give them some medication to develop kind of a, you know, apathy, dislike towards the drug. Then meanwhile, used to do counseling, intensive counseling to motivate them, you know, to inspire them to leave that whole behind and change life, you know, start liking maybe more training, education, or some jobs generating opportunities, etc., etc. But let me tell you my experience, something like this. There are drug peddlers who always push drugs on people and they make sure that the people are addicted to drugs. So that it becomes a continuous business for them. So that is one experience. And it is everywhere. Drugs are available because there are people who are pushing it on others. So the second experience was the success rate is very, very minimum, if not totally nil. Even though like very intensely we would keep them and bombard them with all kind of medication or counseling and all these, you know, personality boosters, you name it, what have you, the success rate is very, very minimum. Once addicted, addicted forever. Once addicted, addicted forever. Now, why I am talking of addictions all of a sudden? What it has to do with the readings, you may wonder. The first reading talks about exile. Israelites were exiled to Babylon. 70 years they were there. Baruch, you heard, was a secretary of Prophet Jeremiah, was also among them. So he talks that we will have a freedom from this exile. We'll go back. Let's make our straight paths all straight and go back. But then again, what exile has to do with drug addictions or addictions? Look at what exile does to us. Exile takes away our freedom. Exile enslaves us. As exile makes us kind of emotionally sort of directed in only one way. Exile takes our freedom away from communicating and being with our family or friends. We suffer from socialization. We suffer that community life. We suffer our relationship with God. Israelites used to love going to the temple and worshiping there. That they lost, that they suffered. And they lost that intimacy with God they had. All that, you name it, that is physical, spiritual, emotional, all these problems the exile causes. Take this analysis, what I said, and apply it to addiction. Look at the people who are addicted. They don't have freedom. Their body craves for drugs. When the time comes, they have to have it. Otherwise, they become totally, totally disoriented. Start attacking others, blaming or accusing. You name it, what have you. They have no family relationship anymore, either on the street, homeless, or they don't relate. And they don't relate to God because they feel totally alienated from God. That is rejection, sense of, you know, rejected by God, and anger, and lots of envy, you name it. We find there are lots of similarity between the one who is living in exile, the other one who is addicted to drugs, because these, the addictions have to do the same impact on us, just like someone who is exiled from one's own country. Even though you are there physically in your country, but then you are not there really in spirit. You are not actually enjoying your life as a family member. You are not enjoying your life as a son of God or a daughter of God. You don't anymore, because the whole conditions, the life is conditioned by these addictions. But when I say addictions, my dear friends, it is not just the drug addictions. We are also addiction to pornography. So many of our youth have become victims of that. It's a billion-dollar industry across America and world, this whole pornography. The youth have lost their whole orientation because of this pornography. Masturbation, addicted to sex, addicted to work, overeating, gluttony. They're all addictions. You say, no, I have this small thing, but it is okay. It is not the small thing. It is a small thing only leads to big mistake. Judas used to steal small money, one coin, two coin. He was already stealing. Jesus had warned him. You have to pray and you have to fast. Then only you can cast demons. Judas had the habit of stealing already. That led to eventual betrayal. It did not happen all of a sudden. Did not happen all just like one fine morning. No. He had the small. So you think, no, today I have to socialization. Today let me try a little bit. Let me see what is the kick it gives. But that one kick may kick you out from life. And these addictions are the ones, my friends, we think only the atom bomb can destroy the world. So we are building arms and ammunition. But we are forgetting that these addictions are destroying our lives. These addictions are destroying our youth. These addictions are destroying their whole future. We are not realizing that. In fact, this is the biggest menace than our so-called enemy countries. We don't realize that. But then, it is the end of the day. these addictions slowly, slowly, systematically destroying our youth, destroying our future, destroying our life, destroying our country. Remember those capital sins the church talks of. Pride, avarice, envy, wrath, sloth, gluttony, and all these seven cardinal sins, if they are not handled properly, they lead to addictions. And addictions leads to sin. Sin and cardinal sins and addictions, often they go hand in hand. It leads us to alienate ourselves from God, alienate ourselves from one another, alienate ourselves from the community, and it causes disorientation. Friends, what to do? The gospel reading says that, what to do? Gospel reading says, make your path straight. How? Lower the mountains, lower arrogance, lower the pride. We think that we can do without God. We don't need God. We are mistaken. We need God. We need God in our lives. The moment we think that we can do without God, our technology, our advancement, money can do wonders for us. No, you are mistaken. We need God. Lower the pride. Then raise the valley. Raise your life from addictions, from sinfulness, sinful tendencies to a level. Bring it to the level of holiness. Raise it up. Bring it to the level. Then the also, this one. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I have to read the last sentence of the gospel reading. The winding roads shall be made straight. The winding roads maybe shall be made straight. Sometimes we are doing things on the sly, crooked ways. The Lord knows it. Whom are you trying to teach? Cheat. We ourselves know that we are on the wrong. There's no point in doing that. Come out openly. Come for confession. This is the time for confession. This is the time for repentance. Say sorry. And the rough ways made smooth. Speak well. Relate people well. Love others. Love God. When you do this, yes indeed, we are preparing to receive the Lord. And when the Lord comes, He finds us in joy because we are well prepared. So today the message again is repent, repent, and prepare for the Lord's coming.